Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to We Love to Hate Everything. I'm Jody.
And I'm Amanda, and this is Latrice, who just crawled into my arms as that was playing.
Oh, the little baby.
I could be
a cat person from a country away.
Yeah, you sent me a really funny TikTok about this guy talking about killing a chicken, and it's the funniest TikTok in the world.
You said that wrong. About this chicken attacking a man and his father.
And his 80-year-old father.
A serial killer chicken.
I can stop listening to that story. I never said the chickens are harmless.
You're like, oh, they're fine. You can, like, pick them up and everything. And I said they're, like, naturally born killers. They're pretty vicious. I mean, they have beaks. They can run fast. They're unpredictable. I told you, farmyard animals scare me far more than a tiger or a lion.
I don't know about that. I think a chicken would be considered an airborne animal. Like, during fight mode.
Like a cat?
Yeah, like a cat.
Well, check that out on your TikTok. You don't even need to look for it because
it's gonna 100%
come right up. TikTok is listening 24/7.
You'll see a bald-headed man who we agree was probably a sexy baby at one point.
Oh, he was a blue-collar sexy baby.
Blue-collar sexy baby. And he's like, this chicken just comes. He's running at me. This chicken.
Pull it up here. It'll probably give you a little taste. I'll give you a little taste.
I go to my mailbox one morning. I don't see nothing. I just check my mail. And I turn around and go. I hear. And I turn around and there's a chicken out there in the street. I said, "Oh boy, here we go." Turn around, walk back to my place. Now the chicken's in my yard. Now his neck flares up. And he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. Well, I'm not 80 years old.
Okay, I mean, it just keeps going on. Yeah. It's on Isaac Wells, I-S-A-A-K Wells.
Not Go positively ahead and look it awesome, up.
It's
Isaac.
Great. No, positively awesome. Isaac had a positively awesome 4th of July.
He did. He was lighting some fireworks.
Oh, yeah. He was casting spells. He had the time of his life. And he also had some Oreo pudding. He had some banana pudding. He had two pulled pork sandwiches, and he had a some sort of pie with a peanut butter graham crust that was surprising to him. He wasn't ready for it. It was a wild ride.
Yeah, I saw one the other day where Dee Dee was like, "Okay, sir, let's watch you eat that broccoli, because people seem to think that you don't eat any vegetables." Yeah. It's like, well, you show us him eating every single meal, and there are never vegetables, so we don't think anything.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
His sister came to his defense, too. But, I mean, listen, we could have a whole other positively awesome hour.
We could.
We have a whole Patreon. Positively awesome Patreon.
Dee Dee would come after us for copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah, she would.
She'd want a cut of that.
Yeah. Anyhow, so how was your 4th of July in Canada?
Oh, it didn't exist.
It was
yesterday.
July 4th.
Yeah. I started watching Ultimate Girls Trip, and then I realized I downloaded the wrong one. Like,
you're a season behind.
Yeah, but I guess
it's still good.
Yeah, Ramona is just really, like, right out of the gate, it's like, oh my god, it's
Ramona.
Right. And the second season, you, like, cannot get in Canada anywhere, except for on Crave, which I've said this before. All of my TV and my TV and my phone are from the U.S., so the app isn't even on any of the app stores on there.
I'm saving it to watch while I'm on vacation the last week of July. So a little heads up, I'll be out of service. I'll be in one of the best states in America, Florida. I mean, Florida and I are like simpatico.
Yeah, you definitely have the same politics as them.
Yeah,
actually, I'm going on vacation the last week of July, too.
I thought you were seeing Hamilton. Oh, God. Did you
plan? No, I'm just going from Tuesday to Friday. Me and Walter are going to drive up to my family's lake cottage.
Tuesday. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Yeah, we're going to go out to the lake.
Wow. This is like our first family vacation since 2018. Wow. Well, we went to Milwaukee for two nights to help my niece move. I know. Watch out.
You're literally Carrie Crumb, the Adie Bryant, the Michael. Because she goes, if you want to check out a great, go down to Ohio.
Yeah.
my aunt's house in Ohio. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, and then over the weekend, I was hosing down the small dog yard, and the one day that I took my phone out of its case and I forgot the charger that I have at home isn't, like, it's starting to kind of not work, so I did order a new one, but it was at the point where, like, I had to take the case off to really get it in there.
Yeah.
So I forgot to put it back on in the morning, the one fucking day, and I was hosing down the yard and my phone dropped face down, and I knew it the second I hit the ground. I'm like,
it's done.
It's just cracked. No, it's just right in the very corner, and then there's like one little spider web that goes across. Yeah. I already have the stuff coming today Prime.
You're already saying that before I go full mom. Before I go.
Yeah,
Daphne,
I'm like,
you
don't worry.
I think I already sent you like four websites.
Yeah, but tell them on your end what was happening during that. Because I accidentally FaceTime audioed you.
Oh my God! I mean, was it? I don't even know when that was, but it was this weekend.
Sunday or Saturday. It was definitely Sunday because I was
all blends together.
When I dropped my phone, I came and I just brought it inside, and then I went back out and was finished hosing.
And that's when you butt dialed me, or you FaceTime audioed me. Yeah. And I think most everyone these days, like, we don't call each other,
right?
You text, right? So I mean, like, when we call each other, it's something urgent, it's an emergency, or like, our PayPal account, or our, you know, like something like that. Or it'll be like a heads up, like, hey, do you have a second? I'm gonna give you a call.
Yeah.
But I see Amanda FaceTime audio and I'm like, oh God. Oh, okay. Well, this isn't even just a cell phone call. This is a FaceTime audio. Yeah. So I'm thinking like, oh shit is going down. What's going on? And I answer and I just hear like a like a windy nothingness.
Yeah.
And immediately, I'm not even kidding, immediately I was thinking, it's in the back of a trunk. This sounds like a trunk. This sounds like there's wind going. And I'm going, hello? Hello? And I'm not hearing your voice. I'm not even hearing you breathe. So I'm like, okay, so she just like dialed and she's leaving it on so that I can track
her
the
location.
Source. So before I even hung up the FaceTime audio, I went to text you. And I'm like, hey, did you mean to call me? And then
it
said,
I gotta keep the line going.
You left me on red. And then I was like, oh shit. So then I hung up. I'm like, are you okay? Is everything right? You didn't answer. And then I put a little bacon emoji and some fingies emoji.
Yeah.
And you didn't answer. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, this is it. This is it. We're calling in the National Guard. The Canadian National Guard, the Mounties. I'm texting the group text. I said, I want her from Amanda. Like, she's leaving it on red. What's going on? And then it was like, I don't know, an hour later, you're like,
you were going to call Daphne.
Oh, I for sure. I was already pulling up my Facebook Messenger. Like, okay, I got it ready to go. My thumb is just hovering. Just say the word. Give me anything. And then you said, oh, no, I just dropped my phone. I'm like, oh. Then I think I was like, okay. I'll turn around. I'm only at the Minneapolis
border.
Minnesota State border. Yeah, I'll turn around.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, good. I'm glad you can get it fixed.
Yeah. I have a couple notes here just I wanted to say at the top. I want everyone to go to our Facebook group. We keep getting people joining.
Yeah.
Getting up to 700 people. Amanda.
Wow.
in a Scottish
accent.
And,
like, seriously, the best Facebook groups. We really do have.
Uh-huh. And, but I just posted for the month of July.
Right.
Oh, wait. Was it July?
We're in July, yes.
We're in July. Oh, I think I meant
August.
As
we were discussing yesterday. Discussing. Yesterday was July 4th. So today
okay, so then,
July
yes, July. Okay, that... well, maybe. Well, for the next few weeks, we're sure. going to be doing, for TRP, we're going to be doing finale month. So, like, we're going to be covering all series finales. So,
series or can be season?
No, I think series.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, series, 100% series. So okay. We do have some front runners here. But yeah, go to We Love to Hate TV. That's, just go to that one. The other
it's in
two.
The show notes.
Yeah. So go to that one and just join the group and vote. But you can just like other people's choices. But the main Great. Ones right now are... Shit, I had them written somewhere.
Glee.
Oh, here it is.
You're a huge flake.
No, not Glee. 6 Feet Under is getting a lot of attention. Mm. Dawson's Creek. Big Love. Sex in the City. And MASH, somebody suggested.
Oh,
How
boy.
I Met Your
oh,
Mother.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I am going to personally suggest that we do Friends.
Friends. Okay.
Friends.
Lost?
Lost isn't on there. I mean, but I mean, guys, go vote. These are the front runners right now. But we're definitely doing
Seinfeld?
Friends.
I'm surprised Seinfeld
Some,
isn't
No,
in
somebody
there.
Did suggest Seinfeld. Okay. And Sopranos is also a great friend.
Ah, okay. Great.
So yeah, guys, check that out. What else? But yeah, that's the only thing I had on my agenda.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you have been on Reddit at all, but I was tipped off because of Reddit, and then I've been following this. So Paul from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, is he missing?
Have you heard about this? His son, Pierre. So they have two sons, Pierre and Ethan, and okay. he and Karini are not together anymore. Little Pierre oh, is okay. missing. There's like a missing poster. He was last seen with Paul. Paul has since, in the last couple days, after this started getting traction, people are like, holy shit, because he was last seen with Paul on June 8th. June 8th, almost a month ago.
Whoa!
But Paul has posted pictures, and he went on to like a couple bloggers or YouTubes, and it's like, oh no, he's not missing. It's just like a misunderstanding. But the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is like, no, he's still missing. So Paul's just kind of full of shit, as Paul is.
So does Paul seem like somebody... I know people don't like him. Does he seem like somebody that is capable of some shit?
I mean,
or like
in
maybe
my
he
opinion,
accidentally
I wouldn't
left
put,
the kid in the car by accident.
I wouldn't put anything past Paul. I mean, God, I hope not. But I'll say other people I have read are saying, like, God, this could be a Josh Powell situation.
I don't know who that is.
You know the case. You can look it up. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just really scary. So spread that poster around. And if you're in the Kentucky area, he is currently being looked for or sought after. I mean, it's
oh, is
really
he like
scary.
Is he like on the run?
Well, he must be. He's saying he's not. That it's a total misunderstanding. And now both of his kids are in foster care. Listen,
oh, what about
I don't
Karini?
Know the exact facts. Well, their custody has been taken away from them. Karini
because
doesn't
this?
Have custody of either. No, even before this, neither does Paul. Neither of his parents can
Why?
Get custody. Because they're just not fit to be raising them. They don't have the means or the
Ooh, is this
capacity.
A, like a 90-day
I mean,
journey
really dark.
I should watch?
None of this is on there because
well,
they
I
got kind of kicked off
I,
the show because of Paul.
Should I get to know these people? Like, is this a...
You know Paul.
I know. I don't... I've never... I've seen that one episode where he runs away.
Yeah. I mean, it ends up being really dark, though. That's the whole thing. This whole thing is dark. It's not, like, juicy or scandalous. It's really scary. And he's posted some pictures of Pierre, but it's, like, the back of him, and they were next to some pond or some body of water.
Okay.
It's scary. Don't listen to whatever Paul is saying. And maybe, hopefully, someone sees him or sees little Pierre,
yeah.
and you call. It's at 1-800-THE-LOST. So... keep your eyes
Jesus.
And ears. I know that
okay.
was like really dark, but I don't know. That's what 90 Day Fiancé gets for doing zero vetting on their shows whatsoever.
But I always say that I believe that they do vet them, and that's why they're casting all these monsters.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, like, good TV and men especially. And sure, we've had some real batshit crazy women like Lita, etc. But there's some that are, it's way more than just red flags or good TV. Like that Jeffrey that's in prison. Like, you look into
the one
that kind of
the
stuff.
The one that, like, strangled someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul was convicted of arson before he was even on the show.
Cool. Oh, really?
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, this is really scary. Anyhow.
I have something a little lighter than that.
Yes, please.
Oh, God. You guys, we did an episode of TRP, My So-Called Life, the pilot, last week. That show is so good. I binged the whole thing in 2 days, and it was just, you know, when you find a show, like, it's like Freaks and Geeks, like, you find a show and you just settle into that, that whole mindset. Because I had 2 days off, or actually I had 5 days off last week in a row. It was fucking sweet. And I just settled in 2 days on the couch, just like a big piece of shit with Walter and the cats. And we just binged the whole thing. That's all we did. Hour long episodes. And Jody, I swear to God, you should watch it. It is so, you would love it.
Is it going to leave me crying like the end of the first episode?
No,
or
not at all.
She and her mom are falling asleep and cuddling.
There's a couple
I'm having
cries.
Those moments with Paige lately.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I love her to death. Like last night, she had a little skin reaction on her face. She just got extremely sensitive skin. And so it was just kind of like rashy and red. I'm like, okay, so take some ibuprofen, put some of this medicine on your face. It's going to be okay. And it was, I mean, listen, we've all been there. You're just like hormonal and tween and you think the whole world's looking at you. She's like, but you don't know. My self-esteem is at an all-time low. Just go.
God, poor Paige.
And this morning she just walks in. She's like, it's all better. It got better like you said. I love you.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. And I forgive you for what you said last night. So that first episode where she just crawls into her mom's bed and just falls asleep in her arms. It's like, oh.
No, they kind of switch around the dynamic there between the first two episodes. But, like, they deal with some really crazy shit. And the second or third episode is called The Gun. And it's, like, there's, like, and it's so nuts because it's pre-Columbine even. It's 1994. What was Columbine? Like, 99, I think, right?
Yeah.
Not that that was the first school shooting, but, like, that was when it really came into the lexicon.
Well, and the news cycle was very quick, so it was on everything. Yeah.
But this was, and this was just nuts because, like, there's a gun found in the school, and it does turn out to kind of be just, like, a misunderstanding, but everyone's just super, like, the kids are kind of just, like, making fun of it and laughing, like, oh, I'm gonna shoot you, and, no one's really that concerned about it. Like, the parents are a little worried, but, like, the kids are like, no, it's fine. No one really knows what to do. There's no protocol. The cops are just in there kind of investigating the locker as the children just still roam around. Like,
how
it was nuts.
Things have changed, right?
Yeah, but also the acting is so incredible on that show. Every single person is
so
good.
Think about all the actors in that. Just
like
every
single
Geeks.
Exactly.
I mean, the casting was amazing.
Jared Leto is really good. His character really sucks. You get to know, like, every single one of the, like, friend group, though, is awesome. I really think that you should keep watching it. I know you probably don't have a lot of time, but I think Paige is also at the age where she should be watching this. She's right at the age where I think this is when kids her age would be watching this.
I'll just let her watch Glee again.
Oh, God.
Do another run through of that one.
My dad was going to come over tonight to watch the Glee concert with me, and then I canceled. I was like, I don't want to deal with you.
Although you did say that Jared Leto was, like, 29 and Claire Danes was 15
he
or something crazy.
He was 23 and Claire Danes was 15, and they kiss in the second episode. So it's not even like, oh, well, then she's at least 16 halfway through the season. No.
Yikes.
And there is an episode where they are just making out the entire time, full close-up, open mouth, tongue. I really hated that.
Yikes.
But anyway, check it out. My So-Called Life. It's on Hulu in the U.S. and in Disney Plus in Canada.
Ah, Amanda.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, should we jump into... What do you want to do? What does baby want? Baby wants... What baby gets? Baby wants. Baby wants. Baby gets.
Let's do a 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay. Kind of a boring week. I mean... probably because we didn't have Emily and Kobe. We don't have Emily to hate this week.
No boobs.
And
no
her
boobs.
Boobs. Right.
But next week we do see in the preview, she's wearing that fucking sweater. And she's in the car. She's like, I miss my periods.
God. Oh, yeah. My periods are missing, Kobe. I haven't gotten my period yet. People hate her online. Hate
on Reddit.
Her. Oh, well, everywhere. Yeah, of course. I don't think I've seen one kind thing said about her.
Yeah, she, all her comments are limited. She finally posted a new picture on her Instagram today, and it's like, no makeup, no filter, just me. And I'm like, you are clearly wearing makeup, and you have a filter on.
This obviously is me.
This is me, no makeup, no filter. And there's three comments, and they're all like, looking gorgeous as always.
And then all the rest of them are blocked, deleted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just get Kara and Guillermo out of the way here.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're on the show. They went to the rodeo and got really sad-looking cheese nachos and hot dogs.
Yeah, he's like, wow, these are amazing. Thank you, baby. Like, this is your first experience with cheese nachos. You need to go to, like,
and they
restaurant.
Were chili cheese nachos. Is that a thing?
Yeah, of
Should
course.
It be, like, chili cheese fries.
No, chili cheese nachos are for sure a thing.
Well, I don't, it just, maybe you put some jalapeno or something on there.
Or you like want to hear something interesting. You know, we call those chips off. In Canada? Tacos. I remember being like,
you
corrected.
Mean the shells.
Yeah, I know. People. Shape, no. Wait, when I first moved to the U.S., the I'm like, pass the tacos. No, like, we don't even call them taco chips. They're tacos.
Like, you we, say also, tacos?
We also. Yeah, I guess we'd. Put that in there. But yeah, tacos. You don't say tortilla chips. You would just say, I'm going to get the tacos. Ooh. But then you also have tacos, but you just, you know, it's the same thing.
Huh. Interesting.
Anyway,
really
but yeah,
sad.
He's
I would never
these.
Adjust to that.
He almost cries when he hears the Star Spangled Banner.
I loved that. I put a
big
star
was very
by that.
Cute.
I'm like, oh, God. Meanwhile, she's standing there and she's like, I'm a cowgirl because I have braids in my hair.
Yeah. And I have cowboy boots on.
Also, is this really a rodeo? Aren't they in Virginia? She's acting like she's just a, I don't know.
Like she's ever been to one before?
Yeah. What do you call the people in Texas? The, you know, they're like the Yellow
cowboys?
Rose of Texas. Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know. Cowboys?
Cowgirl, whatever. She just looked like a big idiot walking through there. She's like, we need to get you some proper boots. Yeah, so do you, because you're wearing Mionas there. Nice try, Kara. Yeah. But hey, they had a really serious conversation, and you're never going to guess. They're going to compromise for their wedding, not small and not big.
Just like kind of cute and fun and pretty.
Yeah.
And you can stand in front of all of my family and tell them, you'll get to tell them how much you love me. That's what she says to him.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Great. All right. Eve and Mohammed. Eve is, you know, just with her two little guys at the little baby my gym. Just the two little boys
and
mom.
It literally was. And
it was baby's day out. It was look who's talking, basically.
I could really sense. Alley. I could sense that every time Theron hugs Mohammed, you can see him tense up. Like you want him to just he wants to just like push him off. Like no. Too close.
Yeah, I mean Theron definitely assumes, as he should, that Mohammed is his new big brother.
Oh yeah,
because when they go to
dad,
leave,
but yeah, big brother.
When they go to leave, he's like, "Let's get mommy.
Let's go get mommy."
Which is what my kids say to each other when it's time to go. Let's go get mommy. Come on. He's like, okay.
Oh, yes. I like this. I like the parkour.
Oh, parkour. It was actually really sweet to see how much fun Theron was having. It was, oh, God. I love that kid. So in the car, Mohammed gets some bad news that Eve wants to postpone the wedding 3 weeks because the venue isn't available. He's like, oh my God, I don't understand. It's already take so long, and my mother, it has been so many days already since I had her milk, and why I come all this way, and why you bring me here, I don't understand, oh
but
my
the
God.
But the wedding means nothing to me. I want my papers and my green card.
Yeah.
I love that he is just being the most out there about just, yeah, no, I'm not here. Like, I'm here because I want a green card.
I want to work and I want my mom to come here.
And I
want
to live
no
in America.
No part of that sentence is there anything about you and Theron. Not at all.
And then he starts, like, ultimate gaslighting. Well, maybe you don't want to get married. Oh, I feel like it's almost the same inflection as Diana from Beverly Hills. If you kind of do the voice, it's like, you want a villain? No, you do.
If you want a villain, here I am.
Here I am. And then he goes, she's like, what the fuck are you even talking about? And he's like, well, if you don't want to, you just tell me. I pack my bags. I stop packing bags.
Bye
now.
Bye, then go.
Yeah, see ya.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can tell she's over
pay.
It too.
I had to pay for an adult and a children's admission for you to go play right now.
Yeah, I almost feel like she's like, all right, we're going to the baby gym. And he walks out of the room in like his like workout clothes.
Oh, he brought his little grippy socks.
Yeah.
He's ready
she was
to
like,
jump.
Oh, Theron's gonna, I guess you can.
She walks out and he's on like the big foam rectangle ready to jump off into the foam pit. No, you idiot.
Now, I wonder if she is prolonging this because she's kind of seen a bunch of red flags and she's like,
I hope so.
I think I need a couple more weeks here.
God, send him back. He is not cute. He's creepy. He has these weird doll glass eyes, like no life behind them.
And his eyelashes
whatsoever.
Are like really. I was inspecting his face during one of the scenes, and he is good looking technically, but he just has such a punchable face. It is too symmetrical, and he's smiling.
Yeah.
He does that Ethan Plath smile, like constantly smiling. Oh yes, stop smiling.
Yeah, stop smiling for sure. Well, then we see him hop on a bike. With his little bitty legs. And I'm pretty sure when he said, like, oh, yeah, it's hard work on the bike. I don't know if it's, like, high gear or low gear. But whatever the gear on the bike is where it's on the smaller gear. So you have to pedal more for
really
it to
fast.
Do more. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
When you go downhill, you put it at that.
Yeah.
At that one. He's got it in the wrong gear because he is pedaling, but it ain't going anywhere. And he's got short legs. And the seat is way too close to the handlebars. You didn't clock any of this. It's just his posturing on his bike is so bizarre. And he's got that big old freaking noggin of a head with the helmet on. And how fucking shady is it that the producers could have given him a ride to this coffee shop, but instead they drive along next to him and film him
riding.
That's amazing. So he gets to this coffee shop and he meets up with Rafe, I think is how you say his name,
from the mosque.
And he says, "Yeah, no one is helping me. No one helping me. I watch Theron. I cannot take a walk if I want to walk. And I think Eve, she just." Don't think about me. She can just work and think about her for the first time in her life. And I just hear taking care of Theron. She gets to go to work every day.
Who doesn't
to make money
it?
For you.
Yeah.
She did tell you ahead of time, while you're here and not working, you can help out. I don't think that's crazy.
No, and there's no way that she didn't tell him beforehand.
Of course
I think he just
not.
He said whatever he needed to say to get on that plane.
And then you can see this guy's like, oh, okay, so she just like leaves you at home. He's just feeling out the situation. And then he's like, well, ultimately, what do you want? And he's like, I just want my mommy. I miss mama. Miss mom. Like Miss Bert.
Yeah. Jesus.
And he's like, well, I mean, I hate to ask this, but what would happen if it doesn't work out with Eve? And he's like, maybe I just find, and he, you know, blinks his big old eyeballs. I just find another sponsor. As he looks at Rafe, and Rafe's like, oh, shit. You can see
but also, you
like,
can't do that, though. Like, you can't just sponsor someone just because. You'd have to be, like, an employer. Because I tried to do this before I got married. You have to get an employer to prove. Actors, actually, that's one of the better professions you can be in. Because, like, you have to prove as an employer that this person has a very there's like a specific word, but like a tremendous ability, like an ability that no one else has in the country. So as an actor, it usually works pretty well because it's like, well, this person is perfect for this. But I wasn't even so he would have to like employ him and then prove to the government that no one in America
he has an extraordinary talent.
Extraordinary talent. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That Muhammad has the skills that no one else here could do. So
he can parkour like no other 8-year-old, right?
Yeah, like he honestly seems to think that just like if Eve's not
just
gonna
find
do it,
someone,
yeah, like be and like, Rafe oh, well, I'll
sponsor
it. I got it.
Trying to divert attention away from himself as a possibility, and he's like, oh, so another wife? And he's like, no, maybe I just find friend. He's like, oh, like a woman friend who like doesn't come to this coffee shop at all.
He's like, so who do you know? And Muhammad goes, I don't know no one. I was just throwing out the idea. And then his friend's like, well, you're gonna have to go back in like 30 days anyway. So, and then also once you go back, you can't just keep coming back and trying it out with new people.
I hate him. And actually, even in the car earlier, Eve says to him, I'm just starting to worry that it's all about the green card to you.
Right.
Crickets. He doesn't say anything after that. Yeah. What else do you think? Come on.
He's like, the 90 days almost over. We get so close. Too close. It's like, well, she's not going to let it go by. Calm the fuck down.
You knew it was going to be 90 days.
Right.
So whether you get married now or on day 90, you're still not going to be able to work.
Right. And like, I understand you love your mom, but like, I would say most people go longer than 3 months often without seeing their parents physically.
Sure.
I lived 20 years without my parents. I saw them 8 days a year, maybe.
He thought that he was probably going to come here. He could just go into a government consulate and blink his eyes and be like, I miss mama.
Can she come?
Please? I don't understand.
And then they're like, sure, we'll book a ticket for her on our dime and fly her over for you.
Right. Oh, my God. All right. Patrick and Thais. Wow. All right. So we meet up with Patrick, Boston Rob. Yeah. And we're just going to call his brother Boston Rob from now on. And Dentures McGee.
I was going to say he has a hippopotamus mouth. It's like a womp, 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 womp. Like you could throw like an entire cantaloupe in there.
Yeah, and they're cartoon teeth. Like they each come down in different angles.
And none of them touch.
Like Stonehenge.
Yeah. Stonehenge,
yeah. I just said Stonehenge, correct myself.
It's how I would describe my handwriting. It looks like every word was written by a different person because I just have such crappy handwriting.
Same, yeah.
But his teeth look like each teeth. Mm-hmm. Belongs to a different person.
Absolutely. So they're all just talking about how Patrick is upset that Thais hasn't told her dad that they're getting married. And all I have to say about this scene is I smell a very heavy piss smell.
Oh, for sure. And also they keep zooming in on the glass, on the pint glasses.
Yeah.
As they keep stacking up. And John is really, I mean, John is in his element this episode. He is loving the camera. That scene in the kitchen with Thais is hilarious, although it is a little too acty and too performative.
I was fully on his side, though.
I'm on his side, 100%. And like,
he's annoying.
And he is getting, he's getting so drunk in each scene that he is getting genuinely outraged. It goes
and
from
louder.
Louder. But then he also just... Every so often he remembers, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be from Boston.
Yep.
So like he'll be like, what? It's a father! But it's a father!
You are.
Yeah,
you
he
are.
Says you.
You are!
That's the one that I wrote down. Patrick's like, no, I'm not going to, though. You are!
You need to have a testicular fortitude to do what you need to do.
But then in the next sentence, he's like, no, you are going to marry her, though, without telling her father.
The rain in Spain falls mostly on the plane.
Mainly on the plane, Jody.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. I made a wrong Chicago reference. What was it? Some text message we were talking about.
You said something about cabaret, and you said...
Oh, yeah.
He had it come in, and I was like, that's Chicago, Jody. And then Nick was like,
you were gone for 12 hours before that, and that's what you popped
that's
in.
True.
You just dropped that sick burn on me.
That was the shittiest part of it, is I was reading through about 800 texts that I'd missed, and that's the one I decided to respond to. It's from Chicago. You had the right composer team, though, I will say.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, I was in Pirates.
You were Pirates.
I was Sergeant in Pirates. All right, so now we go to Thais poisoning Patrick with Salmonella stroganoff.
Holy
my God.
Shit. But I looked this up, and this is the recipe. Brazilian stroganoff?
It doesn't mean it's good. And that doesn't
people
mean
say it's good.
You should handle raw chicken and then...
Then cut up an onion.
Cut up an onion. And how she cut and chopped that onion. Did you see what it looked like when she was done with it behind her?
No, why?
Okay, so she halved it. And then she cut off, like, the stem end. So now she's got half. And then she, like, sliced down one side and then sliced down the other side. So there was still, like, the whole middle section.
Oh,
she just left
like
on there. And it was like diagonal. I'm like, what the? So obviously she's never cooked this ever.
It's like when Leah Messer cuts an avocado. She keeps the skin on it and cuts it into apple slices.
With the skin on it.
It's nuts.
She cut it in half, took the seed out, and sliced it with the fucking skin.
What like, I was noticing during little this slices episode, too. I was really noticing for some reason, probably just because I bought this recently, this product, but there's this bottle of Dawn Power Wash that kept moving around the room in different scenes. Because during dinner at one point, it was behind, first I noticed it on the counter, like next to the sink where it should be. Uh-huh. And then while they were eating, it was behind, not Patrick, it was behind John's head on the table. And then it was just gone, and then back to... So I'm like, what are they doing with this thing?
He's probably using it like COVID deniers use the ivermectin to just try to kill the salmonella.
That's true.
Some of that Dawn down your
also,
throat.
Also, I love how much the vase is being featured.
Oh, front and center. Both angles, too.
When John enters this scene, like, I almost wish that there was, like, some kind of derpy, like, Leave It to Beaver music. Like, derp, 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 derp. And he's like, hi, Thais, what you doing? Making some dinner?
You need some help?
Yeah, then, of course, for my brother? And, yeah, you need some help. How much agita were you getting during this scene? Because everyone knows how much me and Jody don't want people in the kitchen when we're cleaning. He's not only cooking. He's not only just in there while she's cooking.
Yeah.
He's, like, watching and commenting on everything she's doing. I would be stiff as a board.
Yes, but also, the crew is there, so they knew that this was the scene. Like, they had a set up in there with her. Yeah, so she knew this is what they're going to have to do, so this is the whole thing. Be annoyed that he's nagging you in here.
But it is annoying.
But I think he
genuinely
was concerned, and he was like, oh, God, what is she doing with that? It looked like a bowl of just onion, chicken cubes, mustard, ketchup, and then she was, like, boiling it all together? That looks foul.
Yeah, you should make the sauce. It seems like you should make the sauce separately, but whatever. But also later at, I feel like Colton would love this meal because it's fully beige.
Oh, so
but
gross.
There was a Pyrex glass square of yogurt, and I think it was just plain yogurt that she just dolloped into a, because they were also eating yogurt at dinner. And then I knew it was yogurt because later, when she's pissed off, she puts a thing of yogurt back into the fridge. So I think she just spooned out some yogurt, and they had that with yogurt on the side. It's a beige meal.
Well, the chicken itself had butter. There was a block of cream cheese out there, too.
Right.
It's just
like butter
so
chicken,
disgusting.
But it had And this is coming from
I'm
me, who loves
that
Domino's... cheeseburger pizza, which has, like, this ketchup and mustard
on it. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
This seems like the flavor profile that you would be like, it's not bad. It's not
no,
good, it's
I
not
thought
bad.
This was disgusting.
Ugh. I mean, it was pretty funny when John tasted it, and he's like, she overcooked the shit out of it. That was, like, rubber, with ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, but the part I hated, that if he had been a better actor, he could have actually sold more, but this was so... When he bites it and then spits it out and then goes, it's so good. Okay, shut up, you fucker.
Yeah,
good one.
But don't eat it. We didn't even invite you anyway.
And then he's at the dinner table. That was the funniest part. The funniest little nuance of this scene is she's like, I'm making for my fiancé.
Yeah.
And then John
romantic
just had...
dinner.
Yeah. I also noticed... Oh, and then... And then another, like, honey, I'm home.
Oh,
Patrick,
yeah.
Like, comes in just so
what is this little
hilarious.
Backpack? He's got, like, a one-strap backpack, but it doesn't strap all the way through. You just hold it. Like an old school
like
boy
an old school
with, like,
bag.
A belt around the books.
Like Anna Green Gables.
Hi, Mommy, I'm home. Oh. My mom, Carol, is leaving for Nova Scotia in a couple days,
Amanda.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
You better check out Anna Green Gables.
Oh,
she's really all there is to do there.
As she said in her words, oh, we're going to Anne of Green Gables.
Well, she's not going to be able to avoid it, though. Like, everywhere you look in the Maritimes, there's Anne of Green Gables progress everywhere. Yeah, I know.
Great.
It's a dream.
Okay, so they're eating the stroganoff. Boss and Rob asks Patrick if he likes it, and he's like, yeah, it's good. And he's like, that's love. That's love, my brother. Brother, that's love. Now they get into
she's already stormed off at that point.
Yeah, she's stormed off. She's eavesdropping, which Patrick can clearly see her standing right there.
Even if she wasn't standing there, she's two walls away.
She's a woman. She's a straight woman. Of course she's listening.
Yeah, but I also thought it was kind of cute when Patrick came in. And Thais is like, I made you dinner. And she just seemed really proud of herself. And John's just in there fucking cock-blocking this whole thing. Go away.
That's his job. They would not have gotten on this show if they didn't have some sort of twist like that.
I guess boring. That's true. Because this father storyline is nothing to me. This is a non-issue.
No, this gets dragged out. Well, there's not just the father issue. There's this whole bachelor party issue. And Patrick says, again, he has no idea that his fiance is listening. There is no possible way there will be any hotter strippers than Thais is. She is the hottest woman I have ever seen.
He's like pretty much making eye contact with her as that's happening. Stupid.
God. So she comes out and just like commands that he goes to bed. Oh, wait, that's right after Boss and Rob clarifies. He says, it's not stripper. It's exotic dancer. Exotic dancer.
Also, I noticed that earlier in the scene when he's talking to Thais, he's drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper. And I was like, hey, he's not drinking. And then at the table, he just had a pint glass with water in it. But then later during the scene, you see him pick up the wine bottle and just glug, 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 into the pint glass. At least the other two were drinking out of champagne glasses, which I also found to be egregious.
Oh, I know, annoying.
Into a pint glass.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to
boil
wasted.
Up some chicken tonight, and I'm going to pour some wine into champagne glasses. Really knock Dave's socks off.
Squeeze some ketchup and mustard.
And he's obviously going to say, I'm hotter than any stripper on earth.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so then they go back in the bedroom, and then it's this back and forth of, like, you don't talk about my father, it's our business, don't talk to your brother, none of my family, my friends have ever talked about me behind my back. Well, they have.
Yeah, I promise they do.
Are you that up your own ass that you think no one has ever talked about you? Please.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And I agree with him here. Like, yeah, my family's concerned that your family's going to hate me because you've lied to them. And it's going to be on a national TV show, so we can't even continue this lie and be like, oh yeah, we eloped, whatever. It's just stupid.
I really do love the dynamic between her and John. It is so funny. Yeah, and when she yells, I think her voice is quite pleasant. Or it's not so much pleasant, but it's fascinating to me when she's like, this is my fiance! Like, just the way she's like, no. She just her tone with him is very, very funny. And he gets very loud. He's like, what are you doing? You're throwing me under the fire!
That sounded like your Matt Bayer.
Well, Boston Matt.
Oh, God, I miss that. Are we ever going to get that part 3 of his biography, his book?
I don't know. No, I'm just not a single kidding. Person asked me that weekly.
Ba-dum-bum. I'm just kidding. Ay, Dios mio.
God, I promise I'm coming. Oh, I guess I plan to come back with Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom, by the way. Maybe bi-weekly, though.
Okay.
But it'll be after Drag Race ends. Which should be in a few weeks.
Look at you. Speaking of looking, let's look at Jabri and Miona looking like big assholes.
Yeah.
They get worse and worse and more boring every week. And Jabri, I'm trying to think if I hate him more or less than his mom.
I hate his mom the most.
I hate him too, though. Okay, so he loves Miona's tenacity and hustle. But since she got to South Dakota, she's been like a complete fucking bitch. Well, yeah, because she's in South Dakota living with your parents.
And she can't
assholes.
Do anything. He's mad. Yeah. His whole thing here is that she doesn't have the drive. She's not doing anything. Well, there's nothing for her to fucking do. She wants to move to California.
Get your own life.
Yeah.
But Amanda, he wants to marry the music. He wants to marry the art.
He says that 100 times in this episode. And he says, his grandma, just his family is just completely is manipulating him the whole time. But his grandma's like, it's nice to see you alone. It's just you. Well, what is he supposed to do? He brought this bitch from halfway across the world. And now she's sitting at home with bitch face.
Yeah, and guess what? He's a 30-year-old man who's getting married. So most of the time, he's not going to be alone.
Yeah.
He's grown up. He's a man now.
Are you in high school and your friend got a boyfriend and now you're jealous?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? His grandma is a gangster. She loves to hike.
She's a lesbian and she has a purple streak in her hair. Gangster. Sure.
My grandmother is a gangster. She loves to hike. That was an actual verbatim sentence.
Also, define hike, because you're just walking around in the woods. I wouldn't really call this a hike. But sure. He goes, Grandma, man, back when I met her, she had 30,000 Instagram followers in our small town alone.
She knew how to dress. She could take really good pictures of herself, but I gotta be creative, and that was her creative, but now she just she doesn't do it. And then he starts talking about making a movie. He's making weird analogies. I'm not following any of it. I guess I'm not an artist.
I really think that he married her for her Instagram followers.
Oh, absolutely.
They're marrying each other for their Instagram followers and for the fame.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They go for dessert, right? And there's something sweet. There's no one else at this restaurant. They put them at this this long table, but just at the end, the two ends.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most depressing date I've ever seen.
Can we discuss that they are wearing Janelle Brown's sweater duster matching ones?
Oh, Janelle Brown. I was thinking Janelle Eason. Totally. I kind of like that, but I would never buy one of these now because it would make me think of fucking Jabri and Miona.
It's either that or it's a Quacker Factory. Are you familiar with Quacker Factory?
Quacker Factory.
Quack.
You know what I thought of yesterday? I was thinking, when one of my cats ultimately passes, I always want to have two. So I was thinking, what would I name my next cat? And I always like to name my pet something that's important to me, in pop culture at
Jody.
That time. You want my next cat to be named Jody? I think I might name my next cat Christine Brown.
I love that.
Isn't that kind of cute? I was also thinking Truly Brown, but Truly's a little... I don't want my cat to be that awkward.
I like Christine.
Christine's a good name for a cat, I think, right?
I wonder what her middle name is.
We'll find out.
I bet you it's something kind of funky.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Do you have two cats so that you can feel like Sammy's sweetheart when they do something and you come home? You're like, who wrote the note? You two.
You two.
Just point out. All right. So, they're sitting. They're getting cheesecake and milkshakes. And Jabri does the, wow, this is a lot of food when they come and put it down on the table, which is what everyone says. But then you're like, God, why did I say that? Because I know I'm going to eat this entire thing.
I sent you that TikTok that was that guy that's what am I going to eat? I just don't know what I'm getting. And it's like,
God, this menu's so huge. Ooh,
it's like
choices.
2 weeks earlier, me investigating the menu online.
Exactly what you're getting. So he's basically saying, my family thinks that we spend all of our time together. And listen, if I'm in LA and I'm in the studio for 12 hours, I need to know that you're okay to do your thing. You know, I mean, it's you and me or just me. Can you do that? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I'm here in the middle of winter in South Dakota living with you and your parents. We're gonna be around each other a lot. What does his family expect her to be doing?
I don't know.
She
no
can't drive.
No one seems to understand she can't get a job and she can't drive. She can get a bike. Ride around in the snow. My favorite part was when they start talking about the beach wedding again. And Jabri, first of all, she's like, well, first of all, he agreed to the beach wedding. And now he's taking it back.
When they went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So then he goes, when have you ever compromised anything with me?
Thank you for
bringing
this up.
She compromised by coming here and living with your parents in South Dakota, which is not the original agreement.
Yeah. and jewelry. Wearing buy one, get one BOGO sweaters from Quacker Factory on Flex Easy Pay. She is compromised quite a bit.
I can't imagine my boyfriend wanting me to dress like that's just such a different personality type that I can't do.
And those sweaters were so over the top. And, and him with a stupid cowboy cosplay, cowboy hat, walking into a restaurant when she'd be like, avoiding eye contact with the hostess. Yeah,
like, I know. I need a green card, though.
Like, he really likes, he's into this thing. It's really, it's not me.
His tattoo on his neck, I think it's like a moon, but like his whole neck is pretty much like kind of blacked out. And then there's like a circle moon. And it looks like a phone. The thing you put on the back of your phone, the popper.
Pop socket?
Yeah. It looks like he has a pop socket on his neck.
Would you just be, like, listening to him talking? You just reach across the table with your thumb and go, like, push it in? Just pull it.
Have one of those on my phone because I would just be pulling on
it. It is pretty addictive.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they leave it where he says, I don't want a spoiled princess. I want a queen. I want to build an empire.
Build an empire.
Well, go play a board game or something because this is not life. You're not going to have an empire.
The black serves, though, Jody.
Jesus. I don't know what she sees in him. There is zero redeeming quality. He's so fake. He's so fun. Her face is getting to an extreme weird look now.
Oh, no. Maybe her fillers are starting to kind of rearrange.
She just looks so strange. Okay. Oh, speaking of looking strange, Binny and Ari. Oh, my God. Does it cost extra money if she uses the shower in that apartment?
I was just going to say, when was the last time you think she showered? Good Lord!
Yeah. Now, listen, I have thin, wavy hair. Like, I have to wash my hair every day. And I'm not even, like, greasy, but when
you wash your hair every day? I thought you were not supposed to do that.
I know you... I know you're probably not supposed to, but if I don't... Like, okay, I haven't showered yet today because I still need to work out. And I'm getting my roots done next week. But when you have thin, wavy hair like that, it looks really greasy. Even though it's not, it just looks like that.
Yeah.
But we're not on national TV. We don't have a crew showing up to the house. And if you went to the extent of putting on a midriff top and a skin-tight miniskirt, maybe just throw your hair up or wash it. She just looks
You don't even need to get
gross.
In the shower. You can pull that shower head off and just lean over and do it.
Oh,
quick one.
Yeah. Dry shampoo, something. A bandana, a headband.
Put it up. Is what
a hood. I don't know. Whatever. Leandro comes over to go wedding shopping.
This is so contrived.
Binyam is like, Ari, what are you doing? You've been in bathroom long time. I mean, the daggers I would stare at Dave. If he said aloud, you've been in there a long time. What are you doing?
Yeah, God. But also this is so contrived.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
this
it's so stupid.
Okay,
like,
he's going to come over. You're going to pretend you're pregnant. They're going to go get a pregnancy test. This was so badly acted.
Because if anyone showed up and she was like, yeah, I know we're supposed to go wedding shopping, but I don't feel good. I don't want to go. I'd be like, I came all the way here. Yeah. And now you're telling me you're not up for going?
Sure.
So, you know, Leandro asks when her last period was. So stupid. So they drive to get the pregnancy test.
They talk about
and
how Benny many kids.
Says he wants like, what, 5 or 10 kids or something. Kids.
Leandro's like, I guess you don't know your wife as well as I do.
So stupid. And then Ari wants maybe one more. All right, whatever. She goes to her bathroom, which she has never cleaned a mirror in her life, apparently, because there is, well, at least we know they brush their teeth because there's toothpaste spit all over it. And then she comes back out and she's like, there was like no wind came out of her mouth when she says the word negative. Did you hear that?
No.
She goes, nom. All in her nasal cavity. All right, so she's not pregnant. Now they go on their date.
Yeah. It's a fun date.
What in the hell was she wearing?
What is she wearing? Remind me.
You did not clock this.
Hang on. Let me go to it.
They walk out of the apartment. She is wearing a mini sparkly, it's like an iridescent and sequency evening cocktail dress with a leather jacket, with leather ankle booties.
And they're going to like hair, a pancake house.
Oh, wait till the pancake house. I'm going to send you a link here in a second. Her hair still greasy and dirty, but it's like a half up, half down.
Her hair's super dirty, yeah.
And like old glasses because she couldn't find her contacts or some shit. And this is what she's wearing to go to a pancake house, a breakfast place. Because, you know, they need a much needed time alone with one another. How much alone time does this bitch need? She is so fucking needy.
Oh, she looks real. Okay, I do remember. Her hair looks so greasy.
She looks disgusting.
It looks so bad. She looks dirty.
Pull yourself together. You're not going to work. Benny's not going anywhere. You have one kid. Get yourself in the shower. This is your job. Shower, for Christ's sake. Okay, so now they go to PJ's Pancake House. I sent you a link there once you pulled it up because, of course, we're going to have to go through this menu. She's never, I never brought Leandro here. This is, like, really cool. My parents carved their names in these tables. Isn't that so cool? My mommy and my daddy carved their names. No one cares about your stupid family. No one wants to hear funny quips about your family. Am I right?
Yeah, no.
All right, so we had to take a moment here to take a look at what they chose to eat. Because I'm thinking, okay, they went to a pancake house. We're going to see some amazing breakfast for dinner food or something, right?
Right.
She got some sort of, well, I think I know what they got. But what I thought she got was like a burrito with mashed potatoes.
Oh, God,
and he had a burrito-looking thing with fruit. So I had to go look at this menu, of course, as
I think he got
would.
A burrito and then just didn't eat the tortilla.
No. Okay, well, I'll tell you what
he
got.
He was eating with a fork.
I
looked. Okay. All right. What?
Okay, so this is PJ's Pancake House, 154 Nassau Street in Princeton, New Jersey, 08542. According to Chow Now, their menu, this place is extraordinarily expensive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot that they were in New Jersey. Like, that does make sense.
Really? Mozzarella sticks is $12.50.
That sounds right.
A cup of French onion soup, $11.50.
Yeah, that's,
for a cup of soup,
New York prices.
Oh, that's insane. Onion rings, $12.50. Oh my god. Okay, this is insane. So, plate of pancakes. They're around like $18 to $22, which is outrageous. Mm. Now, if you go towards the bottom, they have a. What was I gonna say? Like skillets and omelets. They have Benedict's. They have a Krabby Benny, which I think you'd like. Mini lump crab cakes over toasted English muffins. What I think they got was, if you go down to the wraps section, $22 for a salad at this place. That's crazy. All right. Could have gotten a burger, but no. Grilled cheeses, $22. You gotta be out of your goddamn mind.
Nuts.
Cheeseburger mac and cheese, $26.25.
Jesus. Yeah, this is a little more expensive. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, tacos, $25.
I think he got the
hummus. The kids' meals are $16. No, I think he got still scrolling through these sides, $8 for a sausage. I think he got the chicken Caesar wrap because I saw some chunks.
Okay.
Of chicken. And I think she got like a turkey, lettuce, and cheese wrap with mashed potatoes.
Gross.
I don't feel like mashed potatoes should ever be served with tortilla.
Yeah,
that's like too much carbohydrate.
White carbs,
together.
Yeah.
So she's a monster is basically what I mean, that's all I have to say in the conversation. She ordered mashed potatoes.
Ugh.
The wrap. Ugh. At least he got fruit. Probably because he's training. He's training with Melissa.
Melissa!
Speaking of Melissa, why is it okay? He cannot even be in the same room to train with a woman.
Yeah. But
she thinks Ari should be friends with Leandro and get to know him because he's part of the family.
And she even makes the comment to him. She's like, it seems like Leandro knows me better than you, huh?
Yeah. So how would that work out?
Yeah.
If you were to say, Melissa knows me better than you do. Ugh. I hate this whole family. They suck. But again, this is all for the show, right?
Yeah. Okay. Who's last? Benny?
Shida and Bilal. Let's go on to Shida and Bilal. I think they're our last couple here.
Yep. Bilal's He's having a little pity pouting party.
Mm. Yes, he is.
He's pouting.
He's man pouting. Just, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. And Shida is just the night, like the way she
she's trying
turns
to kill him
around.
With kindness now.
Yeah. It is the beautiful blue skies out there. I cannot. It was just so cute the way she did this, too. I can't let this go to waste, can I?
She's like, I'm not going to feed into it because I know he wants me to be like, what's wrong? Are you okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so she's just going to steamroll right past it, just like he steamrolls past her.
Yeah.
When she's not happy about something, she's going to do the same thing. He's laying down on those weird knot-shaped pillows that he has around his staged house that I don't think he actually owns or lives in. And he basically just wants to punish her for making him grumpy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And for wanting kids and for, you know, wanting to ask a lawyer, talk to the lawyer. Yeah.
So they go outside to do yoga. And afterwards, she's like, oh, okay, so how do you feel? And he's like, fine, I guess. I mean, it's good to see him playing over there. They're having a good time playing over there now.
You're going
to
glaze over the fact that during her yoga, he was being such a fucking cocksucking asshole during it. He's like, at least the daughter was trying to, like, take it seriously. Yes. And I guess Bilal was being, like, kind of cute with the son. But, like, okay, it's funny a couple times, but at this point now you are disrespecting my entire,
purposely, this is her shill right now. You got to talk about yourself. This is her way of promoting a potential business she could have.
Yeah, and I would take yoga from her. She seems like she'd be such a good yoga teacher.
Yeah, but he's purposely just being like, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is dumb.
I'm just talking to my kids. He's like, I mean, you know, I'm just stressed. I mean, sometimes you say and do things. And she cuts him off immediately and is like, okay, so let's just like go over there. I'm like, oh, God, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. She's got his number.
You know who's just as bad as him is his fucking cunt of an ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, you guys should get back together.
Hate them. Yeah.
Yes.
Now I see why they got together. They actually remind me exactly of the Snowdens, Dimitri and Ashley.
Oh, I've been rewatching that, by the way, that season. Because I wanted to watch the, Sarah, you from North Carolina? How is the weather? I watched their first dinner together, and it's that SNL scene, clinkety clink clink clack clack clack, and at one point one of the wives just goes, "So do you like how quiet Colton is?" Which is so I'm like, don't point that out. And he goes, "Yeah, I guess I don't really talk that much.
I'm just enjoying my steamed
cauliflower. It's a little hot.
Actually, they were eating pad thai during that. And he was putting he was putting sriracha on it.
That's
so
right.
He looks a little spice. Yeah.
Yeah, he likes it a little spicy sometimes.
Except he, I don't think he was eating the noodles. He was probably just eating like the soup, the tom kha gai.
No, like the bean sprouts. He's just picking off the bean sprouts and eating those. Yeah. He gets the pad thai sauce on the side.
Yeah,
so you just dip the noodles and dip in there. It's just so rich sometimes. Okay, so Bilal's ex comes over, and she is a loud and very forceful talker. She talks like this. She's almost like the. I think somewhat beloved on TikTok. It seems like she's got a lot of followers.
Yeah,
that
Olivia
Kickstand
Coleman.
Lady.
Yeah, Mrs. Kickstand. I like her content, but she really does just scream, which is what everyone says about me, but I don't think I sound like that.
No. I mean, she screams and yells every time it's like this. I can't take it. Same thing. Good content, but stop yelling at me. Didn't do anything wrong.
But
so she's a yeller.
And Shaina looks gorgeous during this. I love the color of her headscarf. It's like a
she's so gracious.
Kind of. Yes.
She's getting her something to drink. She's asking like how she is and like, oh yeah, I care about what the kids think. And she's like, well, I just want you to know I'm not just his ex. I'm his friend too. And I want my kids around, or I want people around my kids who are best for my kids, because I'm protecting my kids and the generational wealth Bilal has. Wealth. Okay. Cool story.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this 90-day paycheck is going to be the biggest paycheck he's ever actually
absolutely.
Got paid out.
Absolutely.
And half of and it should be going to Shaina.
I mean, I kind of have a sniffer for these kind of guys just in the course of my life experience that he likes it. He's like a David of David and Annie.
Uh-huh.
Before he found Annie, where he's kind of a shyster. He likes to think that he's very successful and he's got a lot of money. And when he's found out, it's, like, never his fault. It's just, like, a bad series of circumstances.
Yeah.
Porn,
and I think that he has a lot of things, but he doesn't have any, like, actual liquid, I would love to see how much debt he's in.
Oh, my God. So many credit cards.
Or how many
probably
times
like
he's claimed
his kids'
bankruptcy.
Names.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet he's, like, very much, like, him and Cody Brown should be business partners.
Yes, things are moving around.
Yeah,
money and debts are always moving around. Yeah. Lots of refinancing, combining credit cards. Yeah. I have a feeling that probably added to reasons for the divorce. So,
oh, that makes sense. But yeah, she seems to be mad at Shaina. She's like, I'm very upset that Bilal didn't make this meeting earlier. It's like, well, that's not my
what did
fucking
you want
problem.
Her to do? Like, get your phone number when she was in Trinidad and call you? Because you seem like a very open person.
Yeah. So pleasant to talk to. Also, Shaina, am I saying it right? Is it Shaina?
Shaina. Shaina, and then Shaida is his ex-wife.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it Shaida. Is really the same name. Shaida, the one we like. Yeah, Shaida. Yeah, hers is a little more different. Shaida, you don't want people bad people around your kids. Okay, but isn't this the most ideal person you could pop? She just hates that Shaida's perfect.
She's prettier.
So jealous. Yeah.
And her eyes. Is. I mean, I think they're both beautiful.
They are both gorgeous, but Shaida's nice, charismatic.
Calm.
Like just, yeah.
She's not
Shaida's
going to
get so... She must be getting so many people messaging her.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, this must be so good for her ego now that this is airing. She's doing it all right. And the way Shaida handles her is so good, too, because she's like, I understand, and I mean, I am very well established in Trinidad. I don't need any of this shit.
Yeah.
And then at one point, she just goes, are you okay? And I'm just slightly
condescending. Okay. She's like, okay, so are you, like, we're good? You good?
Are you okay? Like, almost like concerned.
And that fucking ex didn't even know what to say. Like, I mean, I guess it is what it is. I mean, I didn't come here to make friends and, like, fun and games. Well, why not?
Yeah.
So you are saying, like, you want to make it worse for your kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you should go into this being like, okay, we can be friendly.
Yeah. And also, she doesn't seem to understand, like, nobody ever does, that if they got divorced, she would be entitled to half of what he made since they got together.
Right.
She wouldn't get to take the kids' inheritance, nor would she try to. And then the Shaida is standing outside, and she's like, I think I ruffled her feathers a little bit. I'm like, you did not ruffle a fucking feather. Not a hair is out of place on that woman. She is fine. You did nothing to intimidate her.
And that's nothing to brag about.
Yeah.
She's just a fucking bitch. And she's like, well, I have been here and the kids have been here for 15 years. So I just want you to know that whatever he has at this point, that I helped him build what that is.
Oh, God.
What do you want, a cookie? Great. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do? Be grateful for you for the 15 years you were married to him?
And I'm sure that you got money for when you're divorced. I'm sure that you got half of his income.
God. And like Shida said, he sought me out. He reached out to me.
Yeah.
I didn't go looking after him.
And then in our talking head, Shida's like, she's like, sorry, honey, you are mad at the wrong person right now. Uh-huh. You are yelling at the wrong person.
So, yeah, his ex definitely thinks that she was going to come out of this. People are going to be loving her, and she came across just as a bitch instead, which is great.
Yeah.
All right, so next time
For everyone, I was going to say, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well, next time, we're going to see that Miona comes out of a conversation with Jabri's parents, thinking the conversation went really well, and they cut to his stepdad going, well, this is bullshit.
God. And Mom's like, we need to find out if this is really what Jabri wants.
No, you don't. He is an adult.
And you've also asked him 27,000 times.
Jesus. We find out that Emily is pregnant with her second baby. And Bilal, God, this is where I hate him. Okay, so he says to Shida, before I had brung up a prenup. Oh, Mr. Smart, manly man, successful. Brung is not a word, you fucking jackass. And then Mohammed is like, I have dreams. Great.
Okay.
You want to, have a musical number for yourself, Mohammed?
Oh, we don't get to see Kara and Guillermo?
We talked about them. Oh,
no, well, for next week.
I don't remember.
There's so much more story to tell.
Oh, no, I think she says something like, oh, well, tell me if you want to get married or not. You're telling me this right now? Yeah, all whatever. Right. Shut up. But, okay, let's get to the bells of the ball here. Sinking Sister Wife. Episode 5, Do You Have Condoms? Shall we start with the Epps family? Marcus, Taryn, India,
and Vina? No, I need to start with the bells of the ball. Like, if we can just start with them.
Mixing it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I'm bad with the names. What's the name?
Foley's, Steve, and Brenda?
No. Oh, but that was a good one.
No Merrifields this week.
No Merrifields.
The Davis family? Ape Woe, Nick, Jenny, and
Danielle. Yeah. So, okay. The new girl's name is Danielle, right?
Danielle's the new girl, right?
Have you noticed that she has this tick where when someone's talking to her, she nods really, really, really fast and then smiles? No, smile. And it is so irritating. Mm-hmm, and now that I've thought of it, it's all I can think of. It's not like a nod like you do when you're naturally talking to someone. Like, you're listening. I'm so nervous that it's not going in my ears.
I'm doing it right now.
And then a smile. Nervous smile.
Well, I would have a nervous smile, too. I'd be ticking and having a nervous smile if I was sitting down with any of these people. Yeah. Especially a nice, cozy cup of hot chocolate.
Are they drinking hot chocolate at one point?
Yeah, that's where we meet up. It's a girls, a ladies' time. Just to sit down and talk.
This first scene, yeah. Okay.
Over some cups of hot cocoa. Do you have any marshmallows?
Yeah, when the person sits down the cup in front of Danielle, she nods a bunch and then she goes, ooh, I've never been that excited over a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever in my life ordered a hot chocolate at a restaurant. Ever.
No, me neither.
It's just not something I'm like,
but would
I
you
want
react
that
way if a cup of coffee was put in front of you?
Ooh. No.
Like if a cool cocktail was put in front of me that looked like interesting, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
That's like the whole table's like, ooh, look at you.
You know what I love is like if a cocktail just, even if it has like three little like,
like a little orange curlies or something?
Something like that. Or, like, I'm thinking, like, a stick with three little, like, currants on it. Like, currant berries. Like, three in a row. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, or just a hot milk. There was, like, a little cookie or something on the side. Did you see that?
Yeah. One little tiny
cookie. Very
teeny
tiny. And I think Danielle actually picked it up at one point. Like, what the fuck is this? Then she just put it back down. But they're going to talk to Danielle and see how she thought the date with Nick went. I mean, are they just like, completely ignoring the fact that they all REM cycled together? Why are we ignoring the fact
they're
that
all
you all
sharing each
together?
Other's sweat at this point?
Yeah. I don't get at this at all. So April and Jennifer tell her, like, you could just open up. I mean, like, there's going to be jealousies. You can tell it happens. It's totally normal. We just want to be, you know, like, open, know about you. Don't be nervous at all. But, like, it's just her and I listening to you. Go ahead. You talk, but not too much. So they ask her if she wants kids. And she's like, yeah. You're nodding. Yeah, I definitely want kids. And then Apewo says that she also wants to have kids. I mean, like, she's talked about it a little bit with Nick. And, you know, they might have kids someday. But she's going to see if the other wives want to have them and, you know, give them their chance to. Well, April, you're going to need to get right on that pretty soon if you want to have kids. She's 36. And Nick is 38. Like, you're getting up there with that old sperm. And time's... your biological clock is ticking like this. Yeah. What are you waiting for? Oh, I mean, like, is April just bringing these girls in so she can get out?
I don't know. She just seems so dead inside at this point.
Yeah, I don't...
You know who April looks like?
Who?
She looks like Renee.
Renee from Your Workplace.
Yeah, but she has long since been fired.
Former Renee.
But there was this girl that was like bullying the shit out of me for like my first few months working there. And this was that they have the same face, that same like, always in a frown.
Does Renee have a side of bang part that starts above one ear and goes all the way over her head?
Yeah,
to the
she
other
really
side?
Likes that. Yeah, she likes that super side part.
She leaned in. Maybe that's a producer thing because Emily on 90 Day has that too in her Talking Heads. That weird ass part that starts all the way over here.
Emily and... Oh, yeah, she does. Emily has great hair, at least. Okay.
All right, so Danielle worries a little bit because she tosses and turns when she sleeps. And
she seems like
know
a
how a bed's going to work out.
I feel like she snores.
Okay. You know what? Some of us need to breathe at night.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry that some of us need to live through the evening. Want to wake up rested in the morning. Not all of us are blessed with a perfectly straight septum in our noses, okay?
Well,
some
I don't
of us even had surgery
either.
To correct it. It didn't take, right?
Did it not take at all?
Well, they strained it, but it didn't stop the snoring so much. I don't get sinus infections. I used to have them year round, just back to back
right.
to back to back.
I haven't had a head cold since I moved here, actually. It's Canadian Air, Amanda.
The Rockies. Is it the Rockies?
Yeah, the Rockies.
I should probably pull out my map. I have my maps over here. Okay, so anyway, Danielle just worries about the bed and, you know, like self-development, goals in her life. If she really wants to be living in a 400-square-foot apartment with... three other adults.
They
want.
They once again
somewhere.
Brought that up when they're trying to pack. Apewo is like sitting on that suitcase, and like she says to sit on it. And he's gonna, and then one of them says, "And we live in the tiniest house in the world." They've like said that several times, and it does look very tiny.
Yeah, but they're also trying to tell us that they all sleep in the same bed by choice,
and also like, that both of them have such great jobs; they don't need a man to work. He can just sit home and
they
read.
They love going to work. Like, they love it.
He's at home reading, like, Proust.
Well, he thinks.
Yeah, he's a thinker. And then he talks, he mansplains what he read to them.
Yeah, because, like, they don't want to be, they work all day. They don't want to have to think, too. You can't do
Nick
everything.
The
They're not superwomen.
Right. But again, like, Nick is just so much more, like, he's not likable, but he's less unlikable than, like, both of the other people that were on this episode today.
Yeah. Oh, he's a predator, though. Okay, so listen, they're going to do a trial run.
By the way, he is in love with Danielle Jody. He knows it because he's a sucker for love.
Well, obviously, you saw the sparks over those fries that they both wanted to just pound.
You said she couldn't even get her arms around that burger.
She couldn't. That's why I went.
That's why I went untouched?
Yeah, went untouched. She couldn't reach her drink across the table. It was right on the edge of that table. She couldn't reach. It was right there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, so they're going to go on this trip to this Airbnb. So you're thinking like, oh, cool, an Airbnb. Which, by the way, I think that's just the house three houses down from any of us right now. The place that they rented.
It's just basically it's a bigger neighborhood. We're renting a bigger house. Yeah, I know they walked there. This reminds me of that house from Love Prison that we recapped. That was just that shitty ass cabin kind of thing.
I think it was actually the Joneses, Sidian and Tasha's old house.
This was not a cool, it was just, yeah, somebody's house they rented. A producer's house.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably was like a producer's neighbor's house. They're like, can we just use it for filming? We're just really in a tough spot.
We'll pay you a grand.
You don't even have to leave the house. We just need one bedroom in your kitchen.
Yeah, because that's all they use. Well, and then so they get in and, April's the oldest one, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who's the middle one?
Jen or Jenny.
Okay, so April's like, okay, well, here's going to be the assignments for the sleeping arrangements. So,
oh, wait, before we get to that, can we just say when they... I want to point out the fact that April was driving and Nick is in the back seat.
What the fuck was that? It was weird.
Well, because proper safety restraints go by, size,
height,
not
and
age
weight,
now.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, even though technically he's 48, he's little. So he's got to stay in the back
seat. His feet are swinging off the seats.
Oh, they don't touch the ground. They do not touch the ground.
But yeah, but then when they picked up Danielle, Jennifer gets in the back, and then she's sitting on the middle partition. Oh,
the bump, the hump. Who sits on the hump?
Because they always need to be touching.
Gross. It's so gross. And Danielle is sitting shotgun, and she is so fucking nervous. But listen, the other three were not facilitating any conversation. You guys talk.
It shouldn't be her responsibility to carry this.
No, it reminds me of, and I know I've told this story before, but every so often it'll just come to mind when I see stuff like this, and it reminds me. When I was teaching, we interviewed this one guy, and there was like a set of like 18 standard questions, and like each of us had like three questions we were going to ask or whatever, just a very standard form. We'd fill in the answers, and he was probably like 20 some right out of school. And the first question our principal asked was, so tell us a little bit about yourself. And he talked nonstop for the entire hour of the interview. None of us could get a word
you
in edgewise.
Interject.
And so all of us just like went along with, like, it was just kind of like, and there he goes. Like, and he, I mean, we learned about his acid reflux. I looked like his sister. It was like this. He just, all this just felt so bad for him because he's so nervous. Just take a breath. Take a breath. And that's what happened to Danielle. She got caught.
Good girl.
She got caught in it and couldn't get out. So they arrive at the house. Yeah. April decides Jenny's going to sleep with Nick. But are they going to sleep on the other bed? What is that situation?
I don't know. The thing is that when they go on vacation, it's usually standard size beds. And it's not, it doesn't fit three adults. It barely fits two adults. So I guess on vacation, they sleep separately. So April thinks that this will be a good test for Danielle to see if she can handle not sleeping with him.
Okay. I thought it was going to be a test of, can she handle all sleeping together in the same bed?
No, they already did that, though.
Well, but that's what they always do, except for those times when they go off and have sex on their own. So wouldn't it make more sense if Danielle and April slept in that big bed in that room? And then,
Nick and Jenny? What she's saying is that they have a bigger bed at their house. But when they go on vacation, the beds are usually smaller. Okay, so on vacation, they can't usually sleep together.
Well, that room was weird because it was like a king-size bed and then a twin.
Yeah, next to it.
6 inches away from it. And then if you noticed, when Jennifer was sitting on Nick's lap, they like kissed. And she's like...
Yeah.
And then when she got up to go back downstairs, he says, I love you, little girl.
I hated that.
Ew.
Gross.
Ew.
Especially because she was underage when they met.
Yeah, she's almost half his age. So disgusting. And then right on cue, right after he goes, I love you, little girl. We cut to April going, it's 1 o'clock.
I mean, to go on this trip, I would really need to, I would need to be liquored up the whole time. Oh, there's also a really awkward moment beforehand when after April assigns all the days that they're all going to fuck, the two actual sister wives fist bump, and then Danielle puts up her fist and no one, and someone does, someone relieves it eventually, but then, and then she goes, yeah, I was like, she kind of just trying to shake it off.
I feel it. Ooh, the awkwardness. Oh, I hate that. Yeah. We've all been there. Ouch.
She's just shaking it off. So now it's time for wine. Ugh, and then she goes, and April's like, here's another moment. April goes, I think I relate to Danielle, and that's why I'm remembering all these moments, because I've been this person. April's like, ooh, let's open that wine. And then Danielle, what after her, goes, let's get those wine glasses out. That was like a punch down on the joke.
Oh. Yeah, I was just going to say wine. I was going to say that.
The glasses!
I didn't know it was a boobs hanging out party. All right, the Jones family, Sidian and Tasha. Now, I took account of the different variations of how they said Ariel.
Oh,
so
okay.
I figured it out. Tasha says Ariel, like Areola.
Right,
she says
okay.
Ariel. He says Ariel 3 times, and then he said Ariel once.
Okay, great.
I think they need to figure out her name before they fly across the world, but no time for that because we got to put our COVID carrier on the bed. Yeah. That fucking suitcase that has been everywhere. It was so old and beat up and disgusting.
It like didn't even have rollers.
You God, I'm picturing it right now, just right on the bedspread and the sheets, because the bed was not even made. Throw it on there, and there's, and she's like, oh, walking shoes, that's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea to walk in shoes, Tasha.
Yeah, shoes.
Jesus.
But I feel like these are like
a couple pair of shoes face down, like feetsies soles down on all his clothes. Gross.
Oh, did he? Put
yes.
him in big.
Ugh. Or like feet soles facing each other and then
yeah.
in.
I feel like they're kind of the new Winders almost, where like I'm kind of rooting for them at least, because it seems like
yeah,
they both
fine.
Are. Like, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. Like, he seems like, he doesn't seem like he's just doing this for sex. And she seems into this probably for a lot of the wrong reasons, because she has got a lot of, like, childhood trauma.
Yes.
But they seem fine. But, nothing ever happens with them. They're not going to have any drama.
Do you have condoms? He's like, yes, I do. And I'll make sure to protect thine sword with one organic sheepskin,
yeah, definitely
protector
sheepskin.
Of thy seed, my lady.
And then he's like, is it okay with you if we get intimate? And then she goes, oh, I'm fine with it. Just make sure that she's okay with it.
I know.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Because it's cool to be consensual. And they like look at the camera, thumbs up.
Yeah. Jesus. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, so then they walk out. Their room is a mess. There's a random watering can behind their door. A pair of shoes, pair of boots just laying.
Mm-hmm.
Clean up. There's a camera crew there.
And they
okay?
own a German Shepherd. Like, I'm sure there's hair everywhere.
And just the room was depressing. There was, like, a workstation in there. The bed is up between, like, three walls. Oof. And they both reiterate the need of getting over there immediately, because they gotta lock this shit down before she changes her mind. God, so bad.
Yeah.
All right, so we have
well, and then in
oh,
the next
Marcus.
Episode it showed in the preview for next episode it shows him in the hotel in Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Sorry. Philippines, sorry, God. And like
he
calls
is like so against Al Qaeda. He just wants to like get in there and wipe that shit out.
He's a man's but man.
It shows her being like, oh, I'm here. And he's like, oh, you're here? Okay, I'll meet you. And then it kind of, the camera zooms out and it shows his hotel room. It is pretty comparable to what's-her-face's house.
Rose and Big Ed's accommodations. Yes. I know. I saw that, too. I was like,
yeah. Ah! It's like in a treehouse, though. It's elevated. Oh,
God. Jeez. He's like, this is all we could afford, but I will ask you.
I remember being so, I'm still so shocked and floored at Rose's living conditions. Like, I just, that really is, that was quite eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
But at least Big Ed was there to shit all over it and say, I can't possibly stay here one more night, Rose, I'm sorry.
And she was begging to get back to that.
Yes.
Have to be with Big Ed one more day. Yep.
She says to him, this is my life, several times, to be like, so maybe don't trash it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a chicken? Yeah, it's a chicken.
Rose? Is that a mouse? She's like, no, it's a rat.
So no, sorry. I think rat.
Yeah. All right, Marcus, Taryn, and India. All right, so
this
India
the last
explains.
One?
No, and then we got the Foleys. Steve and Brenda.
Yes. Okay, yeah, let's get the apps out of here.
Yeah, they were pretty boring this week. India is just reminds us that she had this tiff with Vern Troyer, and like he just wants to go have sex with anyone who's halfway willing. It doesn't have to be consensual for Marcus.
No,
that's not really important.
She's come to terms. No.
Okay, so they surprise India with her sister, Chazity, who's come to visit for her 30th birthday party.
And great timing on that surprise, by the way. She's carrying, like, all these groceries, and her sister's like, hi, and everyone's like, surprise, and she's like, oh, hi! What, can somebody...
Yeah, does someone want to take this off my hands? Right?
God. And Marcus, the whole time during all these conversations, is just like getting right in there. And then once she says something to his liking, he'll like kiss her performatively.
Yeah, he
in front
pops
of
in a very performative, like, look at me, I'm the doting husband. Ugh, I hate him.
Yeah. Oh, he's
They're
the
making
one,
these sure. survival kits, these little gift bags. And I'm wondering if this is going to be like their event planning shill, kind of like Cheyenne on Teen Mom. You know, there's their whole thing. Because remember, they had that date set up for Bina. Mm. I think this is going to be their whole shill, is that they have some sort of event or party planning business.
You just made me so depressed that Teen Mom is going to come back eventually, and Cheyenne's going to be on it.
Oof.
Ryder.
Like I think Young and Pregnant is on right now, because I think I had to cancel the recordings on my DVR. Nope.
Yeah, no, I don't watch it at all.
Okay, so... do they have a party planning business? Then I put, oh, wait, it's about Vern's cooking show. Because I don't know where he's like, I'm making salmon. Good for you. Yay. You're making food.
Yeah, stupid he made asshole. Like chicken breast, salmon, and like potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, but
he's like, this is a great opportunity for everyone to see my, check out my cooking, my skills.
Well, and to check out his hilarious apron. Now, I know a Google search when I see one, so guess what I did? I put into Google exactly what Marcus would have put in. Funny apron for man. Boom. Amazon, $19.99. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make it part of the cover for this episode.
Is that the first thing that came up, too?
First hit.
I'm going to do it right
was
now.
This. And it's, once you put my meat in your mouth, you're going to want to swallow. $19.99. yeah. You'll see them. It's going to come right up.
That's the very first one that came up.
Because that's the kind of thing in a guy like that who's like, what's a hilarious, funny apron I can put on that's going to draw attention to me on my fiancé's birthday? Because he is that guy.
I got more here. I'm about to slap my meat on your grill. I'm about. Nobody knows more about... Oh, wait. No, this is a Donald Trump one. Never mind. Well, there's a Donald Trump one that says, nobody knows more about cooking than me. Nobody. Believe me. I am the best cook. Everyone agrees.
Wow, that was really good, Amanda.
Really? Thank you. I feel
How's
like that's
my Canadian, not Scottish accent, by the way?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. We got a review from somebody who rewrote a bad review.
Yes.
Saying that they think we're doing a Scottish accent. Well, you clearly don't
we're
listen to
We're imitating Amanda's adorable Canadian parents when they talk to her, Amanda. Yeah.
And everybody calm down. My meat isn't going to rub itself.
Yeah. Hilarious. So
I'll feed
funny.
All you fuckers that I like my butt rubbed and my pork pulled. These are so fucking
It's all the same, direct from China. Right. And then there's like 3,195 likes or something, right?
Yeah. Today's forecast, cooking with a chance of drinking. My
Isn't there one that's like, guess who likes cooking? This guy.
Here's one. This has a Game of Thrones like thing on it. Jesus. That's what I do. I drink, I cook, and I know things. That was pretty funny. Mr. Good Looking is cooking.
Oh.
I could do this all fucking day. Okay, anyway, I'll put these away. That's good. Yeah. You need to buy Dave one of those.
I was going to say, guess what you're getting for your birthday next year?
I was just thinking, I'm like, maybe I should get Jody one of those.
I like I'd rather a Janelle Brown, just a sensible khaki.
That she had to get custom just a made because they brown. Don't make that.
With only one pocket. I mean,
one
I don't need two.
Kangaroo
I don't,
pocket.
I don't need two. Yeah, that's no. too much. Too flashy.
Too flashy.
All right. So then we just see all the ladies talking. And India tells her sister and Lakeisha, who used to date Marcus,
yeah.
that the way they find women is that, and I quote, Marcus mm-hmm. goes out and actively fishes. Hmm. That's a fun story.
Yeah.
It's cute.
All the women are pretty taken aback at the table. They're like,
yeah, I would be too.
It's a record scratch.
I would be I would have to say something to him and be like, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's really gross. And you guys are okay with it. I would have to say that.
It's just wrong. So sad to see her Ugh. Really trying to talk herself into convincing herself that this
yes.
is okay. But he doesn't, it doesn't, as long, if it doesn't get past us, then it's over. I mean, it has to pass us.
Uh-huh. You said he goes out and actively fishes. That's not the right way
it's
to
not love.
It's just the phrasing is like, yeah, he's actively trying to trick women into coming into a relationship.
Yeah, and cheating.
Ew. He's actively cheating. Uh-huh. Can we talk about Steve and Brenda? Because this is like such a cute episode.
Yeah. Speaking of April,
oh God. Okay. They are visiting Dallas to see Steve's kids and to take a little break from April. That bitch who's just hounding them left and right. It's pretty much just punishing her for saying, I mean, Brenda's fine. She's like, you're not my best friend, but you're fine.
Yeah, no, when I said April, I was more referring to the fact that both his kids have major speech impediment problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll address that.
What is that normal? That I don't know, normal, but like, is it regular for both kids to have the same speech impediment?
It can run in families and have some hereditary stuff. I don't know what kind of speech therapy they got for their kids, but it could be that they are still getting speech therapy.
Okay.
I'll just say, I think early intervention is key and very extremely helpful.
I don't think that happened in this situation.
And listen, it's not these kids' fault at all.
Of course
not. There's nothing wrong with it. Again, my daughter was nonverbal and just finished up speech therapy for the most part.
I bet you wish she was nonverbal these days.
Yes, sometimes.
Oh, I missed you when you were a baby.
But yeah, she had childhood apraxia of speech. But this seems like just like an Arctic thing, like they're R's.
Yeah, yeah, it is just an R. It's an April.
I honestly feel bad for them because I'm sure they do probably get some shit from their peers for it. And hopefully their parents got them help and whatever. We won't know
what
the situation.
What is the daughter's name? It's like Jalen or something? Jaden?
I thought it was Jada, but it's Jaden.
Okay, Jayden. Well, she's the fucking hero of this entire
oh my God.
Series.
Like, love her.
Was a mayor, and she wasn't even doing it to be a hero. She was genuinely, she's like, no, this is, and this is exactly what we needed, is just an angsty ass teenager who doesn't give a fuck to just say it. And like, no one knew what to say.
Oh, Steve and Brent. Well, okay, well, let's get there. First of all,
yeah,
horses again.
I know. I love it.
Fuck. It's like horse season. I cannot get away from these freaking mammals. They're mammals, right?
Yeah, we got an Instagram message.
Yes, please read this.
Okay.
I felt so vindicated.
Yeah. By the way, guys, if you sent us a message on Instagram and we don't get back to you, it's because it goes to our message requests. And I don't have notifications turned on for Instagram. But okay, but we just finally got one. This is,
as you know, I had a very traumatic experience with a horse named Buttercup from White Pines Ranch in Oregon.
We all know. This is a message from Carrie Sorensen, and she says, my sister and her Girl Scout troop went to White Pines in the mid-80s, and back then they called it a dude ranch.
Yes.
The plan was to stay for a few days, but trip was shortened because everyone started to get sick with stomach and other issues. It turned out that the water was tainted. Somehow the horse excrement in the fields was leaking into the water pipes.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because the bunks, the rooms, are above the stable. So it always stinks really bad. There's flies in all the screens. That's where the bunk bed rooms and everything are above the stable. So, yeah, it's just like, yeah. I mean, that's where they get the water. They just pipe it right in from whatever the horses aren't drinking.
And if you don't know Jody's amazing story, at one point, her horse, Buttercup, stopped to shit and piss
The pond. It was like a very Sister Wives kind of pond, which is probably where everyone's diarrhea.
But the poo and pee was running into the pond.
Eventually, because that was on the hilltop. So I mean, you know, gravity brings everything down. So your sister Carrie was probably drinking and eating Buttercup's piss after after it bounced off my legs and rolled down the hill.
She said, my sister said it was a total mess. Girls getting sick and being given ice chips made from bad water.
Sounds
all
about
laying
right.
around in a large bunk room. That is so gross.
That tracks. That tracks. It all tracks.
I'm pretty sure it was in the paper back then. Anyway, her memory of White Pines Dude Ranch isn't a good one either. Yeed.
Right. I mean, I think we need to have like a White Pines survivors get together. Yeah. We all bring our own ice and our bottled water.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. Bring all your own supplies.
Oh my God, that's amazing. All right, so whatever. They go on these horses, and Preston is there, who's 18, Jaden's 16.
Jaden's just like on the horse, like, just so,
yeah,
so
I mean,
angsty.
How old do you think we are?
Yeah. Well, Preston's into it. He's like, I'm going to be a cowboy. And then he says it again at dinner. I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah, it's very weird. So Steve explains it to us. He's like, there's been a little bit of distance with the children lately, you know, with work and the new house. There's been a strain on our time, so we haven't gotten to see them as much. No, not an excuse. Everyone works. Everyone's got shit going on. They're your children.
Also, he says this thing like where, yeah, they were totally fine with it before.
Oh, yep, here
and,
we go.
Well, one was, you know, one was 7 and one was 9 or whatever the ages were. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's outside influences.
Outside influences made it tough for the kids who were 8 and 10 at the time. You know, when we brought Brenda in to live with them, at first they were fine, but, you know, we got a divorce.
That's because they were 8 and 10, and now they're grown-ups almost.
My ex didn't want the kids to call Brenda Ma anymore. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because she's not their mom. She's Brenda.
Yeah.
Your new wife.
I love that Jaden's like, Brenda's fine, I guess. It's fine when we see her. She's fine.
Yeah, because we don't really see my dad that often.
Yeah. I mean, Brenda's okay. I guess
I don't care. He's out of his mind. So it's the outside influences made it tough for him. They made it hard on the kids. It wasn't like the divorce, nothing. I mean, Steve didn't have anything to do with it. They were fine. They loved Brenda when they didn't know.
Yeah. And the mom was happy. The mom was happy before the outside influences came. And then then it flashes to the kids saying, yeah, from the second Brenda moved in, we could tell our mom was really miserable and unhappy.
Yep.
So like the kids were seeing it and he was just convincing himself that the mom was into it. And she wasn't. Remember their cool story where they were all hanging out and being friends? And then one day when the wife was out of the room, they were like, are we dating?
This is so funny. Such a silly story.
Oh, yeah. God. Gross.
And Brenda even said herself, the kids didn't even know that they knew I was around a lot, but they didn't know it was like a relationship between the three of us. Yeah, so I'm sure they were like, okay, this is like your friend Brenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because why would they not think
that? That was before you blew up their lives.
Yeah.
God, you asshole. So then, again, they think they're the fucking Cleavers now. They go this is very like Brady Bunch. They go on a horse ride down the Grand Canyon. Now they're going to make some homemade chicken noodle soup that they have never made ever before.
There were way too many noodles in the
Oh my God. Christ. It was like Like, they could have taken one of those noodles out, put it in the oven, and it would have been, like, a French baguette. They were so huge, these noodles.
Yeah, and he was in there with that dough just kneading. And the pot was too small. It was a teeny little pot for four people to eat from.
Well, how did he cut the dough for the noodles? Like, he took a pizza slicer and was like, oh, I'll just do, like,
100%
strips.
That's what I was going to say.
No, you got to go skinny. They're going to swell up. This is fresh pasta.
And I like a thick noodle, too, in a soup. Like, this is, my grandma makes kind of thick noodles for her soup.
Sure.
But these were outrageous.
No, this is just dough. It's just boiled dough. If they were to put those in, actually, if they would have put some baking soda in that water, boiled it, and then put them in the oven, you know what they would have gotten?
What?
Pretzels.
Really?
That's how you make soft pretzels. I use Alton Brown's soft pretzel recipe. Delicious. Highly recommend.
I don't really
It's so easy.
But also, I'd be like, can we get something else with this? We're just going to get soup?
Yeah.
Soup.
And by the end, the son was using a fork to pick up. There was like teeny tiny little chops of celery. And then the carrots were like strips from a peeler. So it was like the shapes of everything were all off.
Oh, they peeled it and then they cut up the strips?
No, they just kept peeling the carrot.
Oh.
So it was just like thinned. I don't even know what you would call that.
Jeez, like,
and then the celery was teeny tiny chopped, like minced.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And then the noodles
at one point during the awkward conversation, it just cuts to Preston taking a one bite of one teeny celery off of his fork.
Yeah, the scale of all of this was way off. And you know they just poured just chicken broth. They just poured it in there, boiled it.
Mm. And the bowls, it's like little, like, teeny little,
a mug.
Like, yeah.
And I think Jaden took all the noodles. Because he just scooped in with those tongs. And he's just like, those are mine.
Preston, you mean?
Bonk. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Preston. All right. So they're eating their chicken noodle soup. And then Steve and Brenda tell us a story about Jaden. Like, you know, she's just like a typical 16-year-old girl. And like, hormones. She knows which buttons to push. And she just loves getting a reaction out of me. It's just a phase, you know. You know how kids are. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
because she hates you.
Yeah.
Because you're a monster. And you are not validating her or acknowledging her as a person who has had a bad traumatic experience from you, and you're just ignoring it.
Yeah, it's so now they're eating
for
soup.
You.
And he goes, how's the soup? And Preston goes, it's good. And then he goes, how about you, Jaden? And she says nothing. And he goes, that means that she likes it. She hasn't even touched her. She hasn't even picked up her fork. The whole time she's just like mixing it around.
I don't blame her. She's like, fucking Brenda touched this. I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
I would do
I feel
the exact
bad for
same
Brenda,
thing.
Kind of, but like, too bad you did it to yourself.
Brenda.
Yeah, you fucking did it to yourself. Cara Berry calls her Brindle.
Yeah. God, I just, I don't like her at all. I think Brenda's a bitch. Think about how she treated April. You brought this girl into this.
Yeah.
She didn't seek you guys out. You went and sought her out. So he's like, kids, I have some pretty exciting news. Brenda and I are ready to start the process of dating and adding to our family. You're not starting the process. You actually just broke up with someone already.
Are they officially broken up?
Well, I don't know. They're on a break.
Okay.
We were on a break.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you get that reference?
Yes. It's from Friends. And so he's like, you know... I just don't get, if the kids aren't on board, they don't understand it. I mean, what do? Then you don't date someone yet.
Yeah, because they're obviously upset. But Preston's like, second that happens, like, Jaden's body just tenses
so
up.
So great.
And she's not saying it. The first thing she says is perfect, too, but let's get to it. So,
okay. I have it verbatim if you want it.
Yeah, do that then.
Okay. So Preston's like, yeah, I mean, that's fine. If you guys are happy, I'm happy. And Brenda and her crisscross teeth are like, okay, good. And then Jaden just goes, okay, well, why don't you just get a friend? If Brenda wants to bring in another husband, would you be okay if he was your friend and her husband? And he's like, well, I don't know if that's what Brenda would want. And Brenda's like, I don't think right now at this point in time. Oh, cut the shit, you assholes. Of course it wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, well, leading up to that, though, they have a little bit of back and forth first where it's like, Yeah, no, I think it's just, it'll be really good for us. And we, and Brenda's like, yeah, I'm looking for like a good friend, you know, like a best friend. And then that's finally,
why don't you get a friend? Why don't you just get a friend? Yeah. If Brenda wants to bring in another husband, would you be okay with that if he was just your friend and he was her husband? This is an uncomfortable situation to be in because it's weird when your parents are dating multiple people. Because I think when you're a parent, those kinds of activities and relationships should not be a thing. And that's a decision you should have had before you had two kids. Divorce your wife and get another girlfriend if that's what you want to do. I genuinely think his lifestyle is disgusting. Gross. I mean, slow clap to that. Amazing. America.
She's like, I mean, imagine you being 16 and your parents come to you and say that I want another girlfriend. I mean, she's been thinking this monologue up for months, years.
And she's waited till she's had the opportunity for a camera to so that have they can't, protection.
Can't yell at her. Yep. Yeah.
And so that your dad can't shut you down and make it seem like you're out of line, Missy, and try to come up with excuses why she's wrong.
But I mean, every point she made is so valid. Yep. If you wanted to have this kind of a lifestyle, you should have thought of that before bringing kids into this.
Uh-huh. And then if you decided that, then divorce your wife. Yeah. And then get another girlfriend, if that's what you want to do.
Oh, there's something different about this dynamic in particular. But next week, it's going to be them being like, well, what do we do?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, where do we go from here?
Then you fix shit with your kids before you move on to another relationship.
But they
won't. More important. Of course not. And then during this reprimand, Brenda and Steve are both just looking down at their bowls of soup like they're getting yelled at, which they should. Because she was absolutely right. There's nothing they could say.
No.
Because she's still right. They're busted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, loved it. I love it.
Yeah, I want Jayden. More Jayden.
Bring more Jayden for sure. Less horses, more Jayden. All right, so what do we have coming up this week? We have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Sister Wives, the Teen Sex Talk episode.
Spicy.
We are going to be recapping Until Request podcast Glee, the musical concert.
Can't wait.
And an iconic episode of Punky Brewster, the freezer, refrigerator.
It's called Sherry.
Sherry Lifesaver.
Cherry Lifesaver.
Which I think is, Cherry Lifesaver. So yeah.
Oh, I literally never got that.
Check the show notes.
Sweet. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.